Welcome to the Online Marketing for Doctors podcast, the place to grow and scale profitable practices with your show hosts, Huyen Truong and Steve Tate.
After thousands of conversations with doctors, surgeons and practice managers and clinic owners, I can confidently tell you that there's a huge difference between clinics that struggle and clinics that thrive. And today I want to break down exactly what's the top 1% highest performing clinics all have in common. These patterns are crystal clear, no matter the country, the procedure type, or size of the clinic. Hi everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the OMD TV and Podcast Show, the place to be to grow and scale your practice. And I'm your host, Huyen Truong. And today we're diving into something I've been observing for over the last 15 years, working with hundreds of medical clinics across Australia, the UK, US, Europe, and Asia. So let's jump in this very interesting topic and learn about what's the top 1% high-performing clinics all have in common. Now, number one, top 1% clinics know their numbers like the back of their hand. If there's one thing elite clinics have in common, this, they know their numbers. They really know them, okay? I can usually tell within minutes of speaking with a doctor, a surgeon, or clinic owner whether their clinic is set up for success simply by asking, what's your inquiry to consultation conversion rate? What percentage of consultations convert to surgery? What's your cost per new patient? And what's your profit margin for your main procedures? Top clinic owners don't hesitate. They pull out dashboards, spreadsheets, projections for the next 1 to 3 years. They know the return on investment per marketing channel, acquisition costs per procedure or per patient, existing patient referral rate, monthly profit margins for each procedure, their operational and marketing costs is very similar to world-class athletes. If you ask Tiger Woods or Nelly Korda about their clubs, they tell you the attack angle, spin rate, ball speed, distance, landing angle for each of their clubs. Because mastery comes from knowing the data behind the performance. Meanwhile, struggling clinics often say, I'm not sure. I think they will have 60% conversions. Or my staff handle that and I don't really see the numbers. You can't grow what you don't measure, okay? And the top 1% measure everything. Now, number two, they have a strong patient coordinator who can convert 25 to 50% more consultations. High-performing clinics understand that your coordinator is your engine. They can literally double your revenue if you hire and train the right one. Top clinics have coordinators who follow up quickly and consistently, build emotional trust, educate instead of sell, nurture inquiries until the patient is ready to book, and close bookings confidently. Understand the patient journey deeply, and I've seen clinics go from 10 to 20% conversion to 40 to 60% conversion simply by replacing an admin person with a professional coordinator with strong sales skills. This is one of the biggest secret weapons of high-performance clinics. Now, number three, their website is full of trust factors and has growing monthly traffic. Here's something I've been seeing thousands of times. I can look at clinic's website and instantly predict whether it has traffic, whether the clinic is growing, whether patients trust them. Top 1% clinic's websites are, first of all, definitely mobile friendly, SEO optimized, full of educational content and full of before and after case studies and packed with reviews showing media features, offering compelling first step offers like reduced consultation fees or payment plans or educational guides or videos or quizzes. A growing website equals a clinic that invests consistently in the visibility and long-term brand building. A stagnant website equals a clinic that treats marketing like a short-term campaign. High-performing clinics understand that marketing is like oxygen. If they stop, everything stops. Is no different from elite athlete. Winning one tournament doesn't mean you stop training, right? The moment you relax, someone else overtakes you. And the top clinics know this. And number four, their social media presence is strong, authentic, and full of evidences. The top clinics don't outsource everything blindly and hope for the magic. They participate, they record educational videos, they show their faces, they demonstrate authority and expertise, they post before and after results consistently, they showcase the patient journeys, they deliver frequently asked question videos, they show behind the scenes content. Their content is authentic, not overly scripted. And because of that, patients trust them. And social media isn't just marketing anymore. It's your storefront. It is where patients make decisions. High-performing clinics treat it that way. Number five, they have strong managers, not just admin staff. And if you watch my previous episode, I think the podcast number 156, the three roles every medical clinic owner must master and why most surgeons get stuck as technician. And about three roles from the E-Myth Revisited book, you remember the technician, the manager, and entrepreneur. Most clinics only operate in technician mode. The doctor's doing everything. But the top 1% clinic, they have real managers, not just admin staff trying to keep up, managers who build systems, nurturing existing patients, training staff, track KPIs, solve operational bottlenecks, and improve efficiency, handle inquiries, and attract new patients, manage staff and patient flow. Great clinics have someone to take ownership of operations, HR, marketing, legal and compliance, finance, patient coordinations. These roles may be filled by multiple people or one versatile person or external partners, but the roles are filled. And because of that, clinic runs smoothly, doctor isn't putting out fires all day, and growth becomes possible. I spent all of my 2025 refining OMD's hiring process, working with HR consultants, vetting candidates, testing new hires, to ensure every manager we add is world-class, okay? And the difference has been huge. Once you find the right manager, the whole clinic transforms. Patients feel the difference, the doctors get time back, and the revenue becomes more predictable. Now, number six, they retain their patients and their staff for years. Retention is one of the strongest indicators of clinic health. Top clinics know exactly what percentage of patients return, how many referrals they generate, the revenues from those referrals, and how satisfied the patients are, and how long their staff stay. And doing consultations, I always ask, you know, out of every 10 patients treated, how many refer someone to you? High-performing clinics answer instantly. Struggling clinics say, oh, I've never measured that. Okay, so here's what top clinics have. They have loyal long-term patients, a strong internal referral engine, a structured patient nurturing system, staff who stay for years, a positive culture where few people feel rewarded and recognized. If your staff stay, your patients stay. If your patients stay, your clinic grows. Retention isn't an accident, it's a system. Now, here's my final thoughts and your next step. If you recognize your clinic in these three traits, you know, congratulations, you are on the path toward becoming a top 1% practice. If you are thinking, I don't have these yet, but I want to, that's exactly why we create these episodes for you. Success in medical practice isn't about luck or being the most talented person or surgeon. It's about structure, it's about strategy, about people, about system, and most importantly, about consistency. And if you don't have the right managers, the right marketing partners, or the right system yet, you're carrying everything on your own shoulders. and you don't have to. Now, if you want to see if OMD can help you build a marketing and patient generating system, all you need to do is book a free strategy call at onlinemarketingfordoctors.com or email us at marketing@onlinemarketingfordoctors.com. Let's uncover what's holding your clinic back and build the system to get you into that top 1%. And your next stage of growth doesn't happen by chance. It happens by taking actions. Let's do this together, okay? And thank you very much for listening. And I see you in the next episode of OMD TV and podcast show. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to the Online Marketing for Doctors podcast with Huyen Truong and Steve Tate. Be sure to check out the archive section on our website for previous episodes at onlinemarketingfordoctors.com/podcast. And subscribe to the show so we can catch you at the next episode.